This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump, guest hosting, filling in for Alex Jones during this behemoth, monumental 50-hour live broadcast to stop big tech censorship, tongue twister there, and protect the First Amendment. I've got a lot I want to talk about today. Thank you to InfoWars, thank you to Alex Jones, and thank you to the InfoWarriors out there in the audience for tuning in during this fourth hour. So I am just as disappointed as everybody else that Joe Rogan, his flight was apparently delayed and he was not able to get there in time to be on the show during the live broadcast today. But there's some interesting Joe Rogan news that I want to discuss. Of course, everybody remembers that he had a little bit of an argument with Alex Jones over these past couple months. Alex went on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast to bury the hatchet. Joe Rogan appeared on InfoWars. And now, because of this friendship, because that Joe Rogan has not completely thrown Alex under the bus, we're seeing the left turn on their favorite podcaster, Joe Rogan. There's a new article up on Slate.com as of yesterday, Joe Rogan's Galaxy Brain. And they make fun of him, they trash him, they tie him to the spooky, scary, intellectual dark web, and say that essentially the case being made here is that because Joe Rogan will have people like Tim Pool and Alex Jones and Jack Dorsey, and because he will facilitate these discussions, he peddles fear, and he must be removed from the internet now as well. So this article is absolutely comical. It's about 4,000 words. I think somebody, one of these Learn to Code journalists over at Slate, I think they accidentally doubled up on their ADHD amphetamines one morning when they wrote this, but I'm going to break it down. I've got a couple little clips here that I want to read, and here's how it starts. How the former Fear Factor host podcast became an essential platform for, quote, free thinkers who hate the left. This is already just absolutely comical to me. I mean, I am no enemy of Joe Rogan. I think that he does a wonderful job hosting the podcast, and I love that he's had Alex Jones on twice. And Alex Jones, if you add the two podcasts together, he's probably the number one guest in any podcast in the history of podcasting. But they're making Joe Rogan out to be some kind of alt-right, edgy, evil person. And it's just the furthest thing from the truth. The guy smokes medical-grade tobacco and enjoys adult beverages while on the podcast. That's his whole shtick. He is a fun guy. You go and you deliver whatever your belief system is for between 2 and 4 hours. That's his shtick. He gives people a platform. Left, right, center, apolitical. He had Andrew Yang on, the Democrat candidate. He wants to give everybody $1,000 a month to exist or something like that. He's clearly nonpartisan. He's clearly a free thinker, which of course Slate makes out to be a bad thing. But this is how the article then goes on. On February 7th, the 1,241st episode of the podcast, comedian Joe Rogan kicked off a discussion of one of the single injustices of our time, the deplatforming of jerks on the internet. So you can already see the propaganda rabbit hole that this article is about to go down. You see, this isn't big tech censorship. This isn't demolishing and making light of and utterly destroying the First Amendment. This isn't 5 or 10 people in Silicon Valley determining what everybody in the world gets to see. No, 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 no. We're just doing this 50-hour broadcast because of the deplatforming of jerks on the internet. And Joe Rogan is now one of these jerks. I do wonder, does Joe Rogan know this is going to happen? Surely he did. Surely that was why he was kind of backing away from his association with Alex Jones over these past few months. And I have to commend him. He is taking a serious risk here. He is being a true alpha male by standing by Alex Jones and standing by InfoWars and not even saying he implicitly agrees with everything Alex says, but just giving him a platform. This is such a tremendous risk. And here is the article that is the first real hit shit piece I've ever read on Joe Rogan, somebody who the left typically loves, and with good reason. He is a classical liberal. He is somebody that we should all kind of admire in that regard. When we come back, I'm going to keep breaking it down and talk about this next wave of censorship. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. Helped run one of InfoWars TV's affiliates here in Wichita, Kansas. I also write at BigLeaguePolitics.com. I am just as disappointed, as I said in the last segment, as everyone else that Joe Rogan's flight was delayed and he's not in studio yet. But there's lots of Joe Rogan news going on. The left has started its smear campaign against him, and it came to us from Slate with the article titled Joe Rogan's Galaxy Brain. Again, now Joe Rogan is one of these intellectual dark web people who is evil and must be stopped. He peddles hate and fear because he has people like Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. So let's continue picking out some gems from this 4,000 or 5,000 word article. I just printed out here about 1,000 words of it, and it's still 2 pages. This is just all the relevant spicy parts. I honestly can't imagine anybody reads this drivel, except now the right wing will, because we're going to be shocked that just by having an association with Alex Jones, you can now be essentially taken off of the internet. I mean, that's what they want from this. It's very clear by the end of the article, that's their entire goal. So we left off with the deplatforming of jerks on the internet. They say that's all we're mad about. That's the reason for this 50-hour broadcast. Not to save the Constitution, to save the First Amendment, to prevent an unelected group of lunatics in Silicon Valley from determining what people can see, what people can read, what people can learn about, the knowledge that we get to obtain. No, we're not upset about that. We're upset because some bad people got deplatformed, and that makes us bad people as well. The propaganda is so comical on this left-wing website, Slate. So Rogan, of course, was against the deplatformization, the article continues, as was his guest, the author and podcaster Sam Harris, who urged Rogan's listeners to consider the plight of all the witty provocateurs who have lately begun to suffer real-life consequences for their trollish online banter. So you see, this is just so comical. It is such an on-the-face joke. Again, we're not upset because people are being taken down. Laura Loomer has the audacity to call out Ilhan Omar as somebody who may have illegally married her brother to smuggle him into the country as a rampant anti-Semite who says that Americans who say anything nice about Israel are controlled by them. She goes as far as just a couple days after a terrorist attack, she was posting Allahu Akbar on Twitter. That is just Laura Loomer being a trollish banter person, and she deserves to be banned. About the only one who falls into this is Milo Yiannopoulos, who was being a journalist. Of course, everybody saw that discussion on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and that's part of the reason why they want him gone. So the article goes on. The proximate cause of Harris's smarm was neither a teenager nor a Twitter troll, but an actor who had made a rather old-fashioned staying. They talk about Liam Neeson. that people wanted blood after Liam Neeson recalled being a teenager and wanting to hurt a black person on the street. People go out for blood for this, and they say, imagine what if Liam Neeson had been totally taken down. And to Slate, that would be a good thing. They want him excommunicated from society. He spoke wrong think. He told an anecdote from when he was a child. He must go. Then the article begins to get to really the meat and potatoes of why people hate Alex Jones, why now they hate Joe Rogan, why they hate InfoWars, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and it's because of something called authenticity. None of this is fake. I've been to the InfoWars studio before. I didn't see a teleprompter in the entire facility. I don't think they own them. I don't think anybody there knows how to run one, which is a phenomenal thing. Nobody there gets talking points. You don't have George Soros telling Alex Jones what to say every morning when he gets into the studio, which the left does have. They have Media Matters talking points. That's where they get their prescribed beliefs coming straight from the former Nazi himself. So this is quoted from the article. This is something that Tim Pool said to Joe Rogan on his recent appearance. He said, I think a lot of people look at you, you're like a real dude, the independent journalist Tim Pool told Rogan during a recent podcast. You know, your conversations are real. You're not one of these fake news journalists that people are very critical of, that they feel are biased or have an agenda. And that's what Slate hates. They really dislike that Joe Rogan gets on there, possibly inebriated, who am I to judge, and just speaks his mind. And he allows his guests to speak their mind. And there is no censorship. There's no, you can't talk about that topic. There's none of that. You go on and you see Alex Jones talk about everything from trans-dimensional pedophiles to big tech censorship. That's who Alex Jones is. And that's why he was on the podcast, but they don't like that. So the article continues, Poole's assertion is half correct. Rogan is not a journalist, and he does not claim to be one. But Rogan's agenda, nevertheless, is very clear. You see, they make it out, so Joe Rogan, they see, this is where it starts. He's some kind of Nazi. He's some kind of vile right-wing white supremacist. He must be stopped. Rogan's podcast has become an important node, the article continues, in the intellectual dark web. Which is, by the way, one of the laziest terms I've ever heard created. The intellectual dark web is Jordan Peterson, Tim Pool, these really middle-of-the-road, mainstream-sounding voices that would have been 5 years ago completely within the box. The problem is the left has moved the Overton window so far into the radical leftist direction that a guy telling teenagers to clean their room is now part of this spooky, scary intellectual dark web that the Google CEO says we must clamp down on. And we would love to get rid of Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson. We just are waiting eagerly for them to break the community guidelines. So this loose network, they say, of, quote, classical liberals, writers, scholars, and speakers who claim to have been marginalized by the elitist progressives intent on maintaining an identitarian orthodoxy. These people inveigh against political correctness and identity politics in publications like Quillette and on YouTube videos and one another's podcasts. Ooh, you can't have that. You can't have people talking to each other. That would just be the worst thing that's ever happened. They have no idea how ridiculous they sound, how inside their own little world they are, to seriously suggest that people talking on each other's shows is a bad thing, as if that's not what every mainstream leftist network is. The article goes on, they claim to be personally liberal, like Rogan. They mostly all claim to go left on everything, even, the article says, as they profess reactionary ideas. They take the fact that their theories and opinions are unpopular among their peers in academia and the media as proof that their peers are suppressive. No! How do they get this so blatantly wrong? We don't look at that as proof that we are being censored. We look at that as the obvious result. People are afraid. I don't know. I've never spoken to Joe Rogan. I think that there was a healthy amount of fear that an article like this would come out if he so much as touched the topic of big tech censorship with a 10-foot pole. And look, he was right. He had the audacity to defend Alex Jones, not even full-throatedly, but just say, hey, maybe Alex Jones isn't such a bad guy. Now he is part of the intellectual dark web, who is afraid of academia and afraid of the media because they're the ones telling the truth. And if you disagree with the media, then you must be a liar and misinformed and stupid. So let's fast forward a bit in the article because they bury it. But I honestly believe this article was written because of Alex Jones' appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience. A recent interview with Alex Jones, the article continues, showcased the show's charms and frustrations. Jones had come on the podcast to bury the hatchet with Rogan, with whom he had been feuding over Jones' previous... This is where I'm going to get red in the face, angry. Jones' previous assertions that the Sandy Hook school shooting may not have actually happened. Nobody can provide clips, by the way, of Alex Jones ever saying that didn't happen. There may have been some guests, there may have been some callers, that type of thing, but nobody has ever been able to sit down and show me where Alex Jones said these things. And now, of course, for the past, what is this, 2019? For the past how many years has Alex Jones said, yes, it was a tragedy, it was horrifying, it was terrible, kids died, I wish it would stop happening, I wish the media would stop bringing it up, making these parents relive the terror and the horror every single time. But that is what the article says, that the media was doing their job by lying about Alex Jones and putting words in his mouth, and that Joe Rogan was doing a horrible disservice to the media, to real intellectuals all across the country by having the audacity to let Alex Jones explain that he has been framed for saying something he never said, and they've used that as an excuse to purge him off the internet. And so now Joe Rogan must go. That is where they're at. We're going to be back in just a minute. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. Facebook's got Emperor Trump. You're watching...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, the guest host for this hour. Facebook's got him for Trump. You can follow me on Twitter and elsewhere as well. So we've been talking about the left's now attempt to get rid of Joe Rogan. He's friends with Alex Jones, so he has to go. And the big tech censorship has been ongoing now for 2 years, nonstop. Nobody is really standing in the way. The president appears that he finally may act. Don Jr., of course, is writing op-eds condemning it. But what will happen is what I want to know. If they're successful, if they get rid of everybody, you heard on the Alex Jones Show earlier today, CEO of Google laughs about the idea of getting rid of Ben Shapiro, who as middle of the road, he was a neocon, never Trump loser. And I mean, he still is half the time. Every other day he's disappointed in Trump. But even he has to go. Even he is too far to the right for the big tech overlord. So what happens in a world where they get their way? What do we have left? We have Fox News. We have Fox Business. I guess we're going to have to resort to smoke signals. Maybe Elizabeth Warren can help us out with that. And let's look at the character of Fox News, shall we? The people who, of course, Judge Jeanine Pirro has been suspended now. I think she's under her second or third week of suspension. There's no real end date in sight. They claim she'll be back, but nobody is convinced. Tucker Carlson, of course, is, we're all living in fear that he's going to be thrown under the bus by his own network because of remarks he said 15 or 20 years ago on a comedy show on the radio. And meanwhile, we broke a story today at BigLeaguePolitics.com that is downright disturbing. And what's even more disturbing is that Fox News has remained totally silent, as has the majority of the mainstream media. But in exclusive audio, Shepard Smith has a man who is accusing him of sexually attacking him in the middle of the night and says he kept going after he tried to push Shepard off. Fox News, again, has said nothing about this. They have not commented on it publicly. They will not respond to Big League Politics' requests for comment. They are just hoping this does go away, and they don't have to worry about it. Again, Judge Jeanine points out that maybe you can't uphold Sharia law and follow the Constitution at the same time. Oh, she's got to go. She's in trouble. She needs to apologize. The network needs to condemn her statement. Tucker Carlson makes some funny jokes on a radio show, and the network is just conspicuously silent. Tucker hasn't tweeted in days. A man comes forward saying that their host sexually assaulted him, allegedly. No comment, nothing, bury the story. So let's read a little bit from this. A man told his story to Big League Politics about an encounter with Fox News host Shep Smith in 2004 in New York City. The man describes how he woke up with Smith on top of him with his tongue down his throat, how he tried to push the Fox host off him, and how Smith lunged at him three or four more times while continuing to force the unwanted physical encounter. And we could play the audio, but it's frankly a little bit disturbing, and I don't think it's appropriate for a family broadcast. But I'll read some of the less incendiary quotes. John Doe, number one, says he met up with Smith at the now-defunct Nation Bar in Manhattan, a spot Smith used to frequent to play Golden Tee and hang out when he was not on the Fox airwaves. That's right. This alleged attack happened when Shepard Smith was already employed at Fox News. You can't even play the game that there are with Tucker, where CNN says, well, he wasn't doing that on our dime. And then Fox News says, well, that was before we ever even met Tucker. So it's okay. No, this happened on Fox News's watch. He said this: I wake up and Shepard is on top of me, like in a towel or a bathrobe, and he's got his tongue down my throat and his hands all over me, completely uninvited. I mean, I gave him no signal. There was nothing. He continued, I'd also volunteered to sleep in the spare, so I never invited myself to his bedroom. I pushed him off. I was like, dude, what are you doing? And Shepard responded, what, you don't like it? And then he kept going three or four more times, groping, allegedly, this guy. That is absolutely sickening. And again, just think of what happened with Kavanaugh. The woman refused to come forward. She finally did, but only under certain circumstances. The left wing just sat there and coddled her. But then with Shepard Smith, we break this insane story that, if true, is repugnant, and everybody is silent about it. Everybody is ignoring it. Again, I have to thank the InfoWars team for allowing me to come on and talk about it today, because it is disgusting. He continues, there was this, like, kind of no, and he kept going. He kept pushing, like pushing his hands in all these spots. He was just on top of me. He said the experience was definitely shocking and noted that he finally stopped, but it took a lot. It wasn't an immediate no, then everything was like, oh, sorry. He said that again, three or four times he lunged at him, and then, finally, allegedly, Shepard Smith left him alone. The next morning, he wakes up at around 6 in the morning, and he's just trying to get out of the apartment. Shepard Smith corners him in the kitchen, drinking a beer, alleged again. This is the story that was relayed to Big League Politics. So he corners him in the kitchen, drinking a beer, 6 in the morning, says, no, 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 don't leave. Go with me. Drive to the airport with me. Then my Fox News paid-for driver, I'm sure, will drive you home, so we can spend more time together. And the guy is freaked out, but he didn't feel physically threatened at the time. So he said, okay, I'll ride with you. And then Shepard allegedly forced himself on this guy again and kissed him again and put his tongue down his throat again. Where is the outrage? Is it because Shepard Smith is one of Fox News' Never Trump cohorts? Is it because this is from Big League Politics, the same people who broke the Ralph Northam KKK blackface scandal? Where is the outrage? Why is everybody not beating down the door of Rupert Murdoch, or I'm sorry, his son now? And of course, I mean that not literally, but politically. Why are people not banging down the doors of Fox News, trying to get answers, trying to get a statement? Where are the calls for Shepard Smith to be fired or at least investigated over these claims? What if there are other victims over the years? What if there are other accusers that want to step forward but feel that they won't have an audience? Nobody wants to talk about this, and I find that utterly disturbing that the network, who will basically can one of their longest hosts, a kind lady, Judge Jeanine, has a show one day a week, and she pointed out that, hey, maybe it's not very possible to keep Sharia law at the same time you want to uphold the Constitution. Maybe that's a contradiction. Maybe you need to choose one. Oh, that's terrible. She needs to go. She's in big trouble. She's in big, big trouble. You've got Lindsey Graham on Sean Hannity almost every night. I'm ready to just call it the Lindsey Graham Hour with occasional guest host Sean Hannity. You've got Laura Ingraham, who has been forced to apologize and had advertisers drop her show after maybe suggesting David Hogg was not the most honest person in the world. God forbid. Now we have a real scandal. The first real scandal to hit Fox News in I don't know when. And what is the response? Again, it's crickets. Nobody wants to talk about it. Shepard Smith allegedly forcing himself on a younger man who weighed 35 pounds less than him. The story sounds credible. The audio is up at bigleaguepolitics.com. You can evaluate for yourself, but it was disgusting. I felt my stomach churn as I listened to the man relay this incident. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this with more coverage on Fox News and what the future without Alex Jones, without...
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex. Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papper, filling in for Alex for the fourth hour here during this monumental 50-hour live broadcast to stop big tech censorship and protect, to save, really, the First Amendment. So I want to remind everybody that the reason why we're all on the air, the reason why we can do this, me as my own independent person, Alex Jones and InfoWars, is because people support us. We don't get big checks from George Soros. We don't get dark money from the DNC. We don't get dark money from the RNC. There is no right-wing George Soros, and if there were, maybe there is, maybe that's how Ben Shapiro stays afloat. But if there were, Alex Jones wouldn't want to take his money. He doesn't want to be shut up by anybody in the media. He doesn't want puppet masters. And that's why it's so important to go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the insane deals going on right now. You can see I've got my Alpha Power here. I was just telling in the break, I was telling some of the crew, I finally ran out of Super Male Vitality. And if I were smart, I would go and get more while supplies still last. Because once it's gone, my understanding is it's gone. And you can go find video of me from when I was in the InfoWars studio this last summer. And man, has it had an impact. It really does, as Owen and everyone else says. It gives you the extra energy, the extra drive, the extra fire you need every single day to make it to the gym, to work out, to go for a run, to go to the park, to get things done that you just don't have. And I mean, if you're like me, if you're like, I'm guessing, Alex and Owen and everyone else, sleep is not necessarily the best thing, which is why you need Knockout. And when you finally are ready to shut off all the screens that program your brain, that actually when you stare at a computer screen all day or you stare at these TV lights all day, that's what it's doing. It's programming your brain. It's daytime. It's light out. It's morning. Go out and work. And then when it comes time at 10 or 11 or 12 at night, when it's you've got to go get some sleep so you can be recharged for the next day, your brain can't do it. That's why Knockout exists. That's why all of the InfoWars products exist, because we need them to live in this horrible society that the globalists have created for us. You have to use this stuff. And I honestly cannot say enough good things about Supermail Vitality, about Alpha Power, about Knockout. I have an Alexa Pro Pure air filter in my apartment. I live in a 110-year-old building, and believe me, it's made a tremendous difference in my breathing. Can't say enough nice things about... What is it here? I actually have it hidden behind me, believe it or not. More products hidden right here on the set. Survival Shield X2, which I understand is recently back in stock. After the rare earth crystals became harder and harder to find, the oil companies hilariously had InfoWars over a barrel trying to get them to basically pay whatever they could get. And some hard negotiating. I guess Alex Jones has read The Art of the Deal once or twice. It looks like it's now back and at a reasonable price. Can't say enough nice things about all these products. Of course, the flagship product, BrainForce, is one of my all-time favorites. You don't get the shakes, you don't get jittery, you can think clearly, and you have all the wonderful effects of a nootropic. So I can't say enough nice things about InfoWarsStore.com. It is tremendous. Everything I've ever ordered, nothing has ever let me down. Occasionally you get some free stickers in the box. Occasionally when it's Christmas time, he'll give you a t-shirt as a gift. I have a wonderful t-shirt that's anti-gun control. It has Stalin and I think Che and Hitler, and it says they all took the guns from the iconic appearance on Piers Morgan's old CNN show. Cannot say enough nice things. Buy the products. You know you need them. It supports the InfoWar. It keeps InfoWars expanding. It keeps them looking for affiliates like KCTU, TV5 in Wichita, Kansas. It keeps the machine growing. InfoWarsStore.com. So we've been talking now about this horrifying world, what it would look like if we had no real conservatives talking on YouTube, in podcasts, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. What if everybody went down the memory hole along with Alex Jones? And of course, it's a bit of a joke to even suggest that, because Alex Jones, he has millions of listeners. You guys out there listening, you're sitting there thinking, what are you talking about? I never stopped listening. I'm not going to listen to Mark Zuckerberg and Susan at Google and Jack Dorsey. These people can't tell me. Tim Cook can't tell me what information I will find, but it's now harder for Alex Jones to reach new people. It's now harder for more people to understand the importance of fighting the InfoWar, and that's their real goal. They want to cut us off. If you go all the way back to 2015 or 16 when Matt Drudge appeared on InfoWars, this is precisely what he predicted would happen. We're going to have digital ghettos, is what he said. You will be herded into a tiny and ever increasing, or decreasing, I should say, in size, digital ghetto. And they've now placed InfoWars and Alex Jones in the digital ghetto. You can still find their content if you know how. If you're plugged in, if you're an InfoWarrior, you can tell other people. You can still share their articles, though it will be de-boosted in the Facebook newsfeed. You can still download the app on Android. Those of us who were lucky enough to get it before it was kicked off can still see it on iOS. But they're limiting growth. Nobody wants to wander into the ghetto. As I talked about at the beginning of the fourth hour, even Joe Rogan, an absolute alpha male, probably was a little bit hesitant to even put a toe in the ghetto. Because once you associate with somebody who has been ostracized, who has been put into this little containment zone, well, then what happens? And I do have to commend Alex Jones for building InfoWarsStore.com, for building InfoWars, for building this massive machine that has taken 20 years to create, because it is brilliant. They've done what everybody thought would never happen. They tried to kick him off. They tried to deperson him. They went after him with his family. They went after him with his money. They went after him with his livelihood. They went after him online. They're going after him in every single dimension that they can. It's a multi-fronted war against InfoWars, and yet still he holds strong. Still he can do a 50-hour broadcast. Still he can do all these wonderful things. That's because, unlike me, he's not dependent on the big tech platforms. And those of us who are, to reach people, to have an impact on the world, to move that needle an inch in the right direction, and we depend on Facebook and Google and Twitter, it's frankly horrifying. So my hat is off to Alex Jones and InfoWars for having their own platform and for not using it to totally cave. How many times could Alex Jones have probably saved his head over the years, proverbially, if he would have just thrown Trump under the bus? Or if he would have just done this, or if he would have just said fluoride is good, or if he would have just said any number of things. I like the drag queen's story hour. If he would just say that today, maybe he could get back on Facebook, Twitter, and Google. Who knows? Meanwhile, you have Fox News, which is supposed to be the conservative stalwart network. It's supposed to be protecting our interests. It's supposed to be giving the other side of America's opinions. It's supposed to be something that real, normal people can sit there and watch and enjoy. And then you have this morning, Maria Bartiromo, however she says her name, had this CNN-tier interview with President Trump in which she just repeatedly brings up John McCain. President Trump didn't want to mention John McCain. You can clearly tell in the video, but just over and over and over again. Why did you attack John McCain? Don't you think he's a war hero? Why do you keep attacking the dead? Isn't that disrespectful? How dare you? Why don't you like John McCain? It's seriously something that two or three years ago we would have seen on CNN or MSNBC, and now it's Fox News, the same network that put Paul Ryan, who is the reason why we didn't get a big, beautiful border wall much, much sooner. Paul Ryan is now on Fox Corp's board of directors. Because, of course, after it split with the Disney acquisition, Fox News is still its own independent company under the umbrella of Fox Corp. Now Paul Ryan's involved, the same network that hired Donna Brazile, who dedicated her new book, shockingly, to Seth Rich, who gave Hillary Clinton the debate question so she could prepare and get an edge on the other Democrats. How anybody can support Fox News at this point is absolutely beyond me. When we get back, I want to talk about Sean Hannity sucking up and kissing up to this disgusting person, Donna Brazile, this unethical person who is so unethical and dishonest, CNN severed ties with her. She's now up at Fox News. Maybe that's a better home for her at this point. Maybe Fox News has been spending years and years and years becoming the quote-unquote conservative network so they can one day turn around and stab us in the back. I think that might be where we're going. So one more time, I want to remind everybody, InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWar. We'll be right back in just a minute. This is...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thank you so much for joining me for the Save the First Amendment, Stop Big Tech Censorship. This has been a tremendous 50-hour broadcast so far. I'm very honored that I could be a part of it. Thank you to InfoWars. Thank you to Alex Jones for inviting me on. So we've been talking about what a world without Alex Jones, what a world without conservatives on the internet, what that might look like. And again, as I said in the last segment, the number one way you can make sure that doesn't happen is call your representatives, make it clear to President Trump that he has to take action, but also support Alex Jones, support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. But I want to continue talking about Fox News' newest darling. They've thrown Judge Jeanine to the wolves, and now they've adopted Donna Brazile, a woman who was kicked off CNN after the WikiLeaks showed that she essentially colluded with the Hillary Clinton campaign and gave her the debate questions unethically as she could possibly be. In fact, the one called Brian Stelzer, Brian Stelzer over at CNN, Tucker affectionately refers to him as the eunuch. Alex Jones correctly points out that he could be a brother, cousin, perhaps even identical twin to the subway guy, Jared Fogle. Ooh, they're putting him on screen right now. What is with that face? I know I have nothing to brag about, but my God. He correctly pointed out that his network severed ties with Donna Brazile when her unethical behavior became known. Meanwhile, Fox News hires Donna Brazile. So then Donna Brazile appears on Sean Hannity's podcast a couple days, or Sean, I wish if you had a podcast, it might be a lot better, on his TV show a couple days ago. And it was one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen on that network. Sean Hannity spent approximately the first 3 or 4 minutes of the segment just kissing up to her and ingratiating himself to her. One must wonder exactly how much power does this crooked witch have at Fox News. This is the type of things he said. He said, "I've known you for years. We have a very friendly, I would say cordial relationship. We've met at a lot of debates. We've met at a lot of conventions. We always have a good time." And I must ask, Sean Hannity, one of these debates you met at, would that be the debate when Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton the questions? This is something that puzzles me to no end. Hannity hammers and hammers and hammers because this is such a terrible thing. CNN gave the debate questions to crooked Hillary. How could they do that? That's so unethical. But it wasn't just CNN, it was Donna Brazile. And this is what, again, Brian Stelzer, this is what he pointed out on Twitter. It wasn't Brian Stelzer who did that. It was Donna Brazile who did that. And the network fired Donna Brazile. Now Donna Brazile goes on Hannity's show and everything is happy, happy and hugs and good times. And we're all friends now. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that progressive? Which is exactly what Hannity said. He said, "Well, welcome to the Fox News Channel. And for those who say we don't have varying opinions, I could go down the list. And if I do, I'll probably get in trouble." Pointing out that the network is host to how many anti-Trump people? We talked about Shepard Smith, who actually seems to loathe Sean Hannity. He said, "I would never do an opinion show like that. I would never do what Sean Hannity does. I would quit my job if they asked me to do that." Well, that's all Shepard does, except he might as well be on MSNBC. He's one of those type of people. He's a leftist. He can call himself a Republican if he wants. Maybe he's a Mitt Romney Republican. Could be. But now Donna Brazile, this opens a entirely new facet. And I know that it's kind of a third rail subject, so I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to stick to the facts. But Donna Brazile, big league politics, has it on good authority. She is a person of interest in the murder investigation regarding DNC staffer Seth Rich. Now, a lot of people online and in print and everywhere believe that Seth Rich may have been the source of the leaked emails. It wasn't a Russian. It wasn't Vladimir Putin. It wasn't the ghost of Stalin. It may have been this kid who was murdered at 4 a.m, shot. Nothing was taken from his person. He wasn't robbed. All of his valuables were left on him. And so this is an article we have up at Big League Politics. Fox News, Donna Brazile is person of interest in Seth Rich murder case, according to investigator. And I don't even want to get too into the weeds. I just want to point out that in 2016 and 17, Fox News was actually willing to talk about this mysterious unsolved murder, where the police have just essentially laid it all to bed and said, guess we figured out everything we can figure out. Sorry, family. Sorry, nation of curious people. Our investigation is over. And now, Fox News, of course, they published articles about it, and they had to retract them because legal teams came after them. How dare you talk about Seth Rich? How dare you discuss what a lot of people think may have been the case? They must be taken down. That was in 2017, I believe. And now here we are, a short 2 years later, and they've hired a woman who says in her book that she dedicated it to Seth Rich. She dedicated her book to Seth Rich. Why does nobody else think this is strange but me? She also at one point asked Hillary Clinton if she would be willing to donate to a fund to find the killer, to fund the investigation. There's also been PIs who say that they heard from their police contacts that Donna Brazile was calling around asking questions, saying, why are you asking about Seth Rich? Why do you want to know about Seth Rich? And so this is the a couple excerpts from Brazile's article, from the Big League Politics article. In Donna Brazile's new book, which again is dedicated to Seth Rich, she alleges that when she asked Hillary Clinton to contribute to a reward fund to find his murderer, the former first lady and failed presidential candidate abruptly ended the phone call. She said this. Her new book is called Hacks, by the way. I guess she would know what it's like to be a hack. She said, I knew the campaign had over $3 million set aside in a legal fund. Could she help me get this lawsuit started? And don't forget the murder of Seth Rich, I told her. Did she want to contribute to Seth's reward fund? We still hadn't found the person responsible for the tragic murder of this bright, young DNC staffer. According to Brazil, you're right, is what Hillary Clinton said. We're going to get to that. But then she really had to go. She had made the call and checked it off her list. And Donna Brazile says, I accepted after we said our goodbyes that I might never hear from her again. So the article of Big League Politics continues. The Democrat Party has been doing their best to gaslight anyone who has questions about Seth Rich's mysterious death. Yet in Brazile's book, she explains her own fears after his death and claims that it still haunts her. Oddly, Brazile, who claims in her book that her theories about why he was killed are either that he was murdered for being white or by the Russians. He was killed by the Russians. Russian agents supporting President Trump killed a DNC staffer, apparently. Okay. Brazile wrote this. I felt some responsibility for Seth Rich's death. I didn't bring him to the DNC, but I helped him keep him there by working on voting rights. With all I knew about the Russians hacking, I could not help but wonder if they had played some part in his unsolved murder. Besides that, racial tensions were high that summer, and I worried that he was murdered for being white on the wrong side of town. My friend Elaine expressed doubts about that, and I heard her. The FBI said they did not see any Russian fingerprints there. This is so fanciful, so insane to me. Fox News has now hired a woman who is a conspiracy theorist. And I don't mean like an Alex Jones conspiracy theorist where every single thing he says is backed up by facts. You can Google every word that comes out of the man's mouth and your jaw will just go lower and lower and lower as you realize he's right about almost every single thing in the world. This is a conspiracy. The Russians, which stole the election for President Trump through ways that we will never understand because we're just not smart enough, I guess. And Mueller's report is going to continue until everybody watching this broadcast is probably dead and in the ground. But the Russians hacked the election. They killed Seth Rich. They control the president. And they gave John McCain a dossier that says President Trump likes gold showers. None of this rings alarm bells to anybody at Fox News. None of this rings alarm bells that they're bringing on a literal conspiracy theorist to be one of their paid talking heads. This is the future without InfoWars. This is the best people we've got. You've got one or maybe two or maybe 3 hours on Fox News that are worth watching a day. You have an alleged sexual predator hosting one of the shows. You have Donna Brazile popping on throughout the day to give whatever harebrained, crazy, wackadoodle idea she has come into her head, like Seth Rich was killed by the Russians, when literally every arm of law enforcement says that's not the case. You have Judge Jeanine Pirro getting yanked off the air for having the audacity to say, hey, maybe Sharia law isn't compatible with the United States. Oh, no, that's Islamophobic. Meanwhile, the network is essentially letting Ilhan Omar, because of their little Islamophobic mix-up, Ilhan Omar now gets by with whatever she wants. In fact, Omar, the radical anti-Semite, actually thanked Fox News for censuring Judge Jeanine. It's really not the network it was 6 months ago. It's not the network it was a year ago. There's a lot of speculation that they're trying to sell it. They don't want to have to worry about it anymore. It's too big for one company to have, Fox Corp. And maybe that's the idea. Water it down, bring on hack CNN losers, and sell the dang thing. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Globalist.